think we're in the midst of a pandemic, and the pandemic has been going on far longer than the coronavirus pandemic. And this is a pandemic of idiocy. I've long loved the line by Artie Lang, quote, "Long before a thermonuclear war can come about, we have had to lay waste our own sanity. We begin with the children. It is imperative to catch them in time. Without the most thorough and rapid brainwashing, their dirty minds would see through our dirty tricks. Children are not yet fools, but we shall turn them into imbeciles like ourselves, with high IQs if possible." And I just think about how much of our capacity to think is destroyed, and how often we end up with almost reflexive responses to terms we hear instead of thinking things through for ourselves. And so, I was thinking about this just a couple of days because I was having a conversation with someone about the coronavirus pandemic, and we were talking about how, okay, the human population will eventually go down, and coronavirus is not, and what that will look like, and how, frankly, terrifying that will be. Because right now, coronavirus is killing 4,000 to 6,000 people per day, and human population is going up by 220,000 people per day. So in order to, for a pandemic to actually lower human population, it would have to be 44 times worse than this, which is terrifying. And then I was doing some math because I just am a nerd. And so I looked at the Battle of Stalingrad, which lasted about 5 months and killed about 2 million people. And so I did the math on that. And back in the 40s, population was going up by about, I think it was 27,000 people per day. And Stalingrad, which was one of the worst battles, most bloody battles in the history of humankind, was killing about 12,500 men per day. So even during Stalingrad, and so I was sort of marveling at the wonders of exponential growth. And I wasn't even making a political point. I was just, it's astonishing to me that, I mean, those numbers are incomprehensible. And so I made the mistake of mentioning this, and some people were getting very upset at, and saying it's a slippery slope to talking about, from there to talking about draconian population control methods. And let's leave aside the whole question of population control. It's just, I noticed this back when I was doing my endgame talks 15 years ago, there were a few things that I couldn't talk about. I couldn't critique science really, because then all the scientists in the audience, their sphincters would start to quiver. And I couldn't talk about population, because then everybody would get mad at me and start accusing me of like hating babies. And I actually don't like babies, but that's all right. Anyway, the point is that this is true for so many issues that I once asked a deputy director of the Forest Service at a public meeting, and I was very polite about it. I said, so if we discover that industrial forestry is not compatible with living healthy forests, what then? And his response was, what do you want us to do, live in mud huts? And my point is that I was, in this case, not trying to make a political point. I was asking an honest question, and I got an imbecilic answer. I got an answer that did not address the fundamentals of the question. And you would think that with the world at stake, that we would actually address serious questions. And we can talk about that with the current coronavirus as well, that there is a lot of knee-jerk responses of let's not talk about what not, and let's talk about what could happen. And given that we live in a circumstance where, as I've said in a previous video, it's astounding that there have not been a lot more pandemics. Pandemics are a feature of living in cities. Ask anybody from London from the 15th, 16th centuries. And it's extraordinary given the tightness with which people are packed and the ability for mass movement of humans and therefore pathogens. It's amazing we don't have these every day. So you would think that a pandemic of any sort would lead to reasoned discussion of what we should do in the eventuality of a more severe pandemic, not to diminish the pain and suffering of anybody who has died of this or anyone who loves them, but you would think that this would spark an intelligent discussion. And I'm not seeing an intelligent discussion of what should be responses to inevitabilities. And I see this lack in almost every area. I mean, as I've said many times, there are stolid scientists who are saying the oceans could be devoid of fish within another 30 years at this point. And you would think that that would spark serious discussion. And I don't see it. And you would think that with 98% of the native forest having been cut down, that you would see serious discussion. You would think that when global anthropomass, the global mass of humans, is currently 10 times the mass of all land mammals, that would spark a discussion of how much of you know, there's a line from Randy Schilt's book And the Band Played On that was incredibly informing to me, and it was some AIDS activists are talking to, I believe, members of the city council in San Francisco, and they're saying, give us a number of dead at which you will call this an epidemic. And we don't care what the number is. Is it 20 dead, 100 dead, 500 dead, 800 dead? And I've loved that line because it's like, give us a number where we can have a serious discussion. So with a pandemic, is the number at which we have a discussion? It's obviously not 4,000 to 5,000 or 6,000 dead per day. Is it 10,000 a day? Can we have a serious discussion about how to respond to pandemics then and not simply use them for political purpose? How about 15,000? How about 20,000? What's the number? And likewise with what's the number of extra humans on the planet every day at which we'll have a serious discussion about how many humans the planet can support, which is less than there are currently. At what point, when the global anthropomass exceeds wild mammalian mass by already 10 times, is that enough? Can we have a serious discussion yet? 12 times, 15 times, 20 times? So a guy came up to me after a talk and said, I don't think the time is yet for us to fight back to protect the oceans. And I said, great, 90% of the large fish in the oceans are gone. So is it 91% when 92% are gone? Is that the time to fight back? 93%, 94%, 95%, 96%, 97%, 98%, 99%, 100%? I got to 100%, and he finally said, I don't think it'll ever be time to fight back. And I said, well, then what are we talking about? And the point is, I'm not even talking about fighting back. I'm talking about having intelligent discussions. And I get frustrated sometimes because I talk about fighting back, I am sometimes classified as the violence guy. And we've talked about this before, that I'm really the everything guy, because I think we need to restore forests. We need to do all sorts of things. But in many cases, I'm just the, can we please have an intelligent discussion about a guy? Don't know the answer to that.